Rav Shimon Schwab has the most incredible explanation of Baruch Sha'amah. We'll take a little bit of time to work through, but it is absolutely life-enhancing. He starts off with describing where it all comes from. He says that in the Sefer Yechzin, we find upon the appointment of a new Resh Galusa, the head of the exile in the Neo-Persian Empire of Babel, where the Jews actually did enjoy a certain amount of autonomy, following the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, there'd be a celebration in honor of the new leader on the Shabbos morning following the appointment. Part of the celebration consisted of a choir of Bachrim who'd respond to the Chazan as he said, Baruch Sha'amah. He says, Baruch Sha'amah v'ha'ha olam. They say, Baruchu. Baruch HaSebrachis, Baruchu. Baruch HaOmer V'Oisa, Baruchu. And it goes on through the entire Tefillah of Baruch Sha'amah. So this Tefillah of Baruch Sha'amah goes at least back to the time after the Gemara. Mishnah Berurah also brings that actually it came down, written on the tablet from Shamayim. So whichever Chazal you go with, this is an old, ancient, powerful prayer. It's actually composed in two parts. The first part of it is 10 different aspects of the definition of the name of Hashem that we don't mention, the Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. And each one of those 10 starts off with the word Baruch. After that, then we get to the Bracha itself. Rav Shab explains that although human beings can have no understanding of the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah has given us 10 definitions of the meaning of the name Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, which are recited in the first part. There's also, in addition, as a minhag to hold the first front two tzitzis, look down at them, and kiss them at the end of Baruch Sha'amah. Why? The two tzitzis are comprised of 8 threads, 5 double knots. The 16 threads and 10 double knots together is 26, which is Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. By looking at the tzitzis, we're reminded to concentrate on the names of Hashem. We're going to go through 10 different names of Hashem, 10 different aspects of who He is and what He does. And in doing so, that also helps us, because the purpose of tefillah is dalif nimiyat ha'imed, to know in front of whom you stand, to be able to develop that awareness of Hashem, to be able to think about Him, to communicate with Him. You've got to know who you're talking to, to realize there's an address to turn to understand how Hashem's interaction with the world works. So the first one is Baruch Sha'amah V'Ha'ya Ha'ilam. Blessed is the one who spoke and brought the world into existence. The first definition of the name that we attribute to HaKadosh Baruch is Sha'amah V'Ha'ya Ha'ilam. He spoke and the world came into existence. This is what we mean by Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. He's Mahavikal Ha'Havayos. He makes all existing things exist. The first and foremost name of Hashem is He created the world out of nothing, Yesh Ma'ayin. Interestingly enough, Rav Shim Shofar Hirsch says that the vowelage, the Nekudos on Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, is E-O-I, which obviously we can't say that with the letters, but it means He who brings existence into being. That's what Hashem is. The first thing that we're blessing Hashem is He who brings existence into being. In fact, where does this come from? Parshas Vayera. Vayidaber Hashem Elokim al Moshe v'yomer elav ani Hashem. The mechilta on that pasuk says, Ani hu she'amarti v'haya ha'olam, hu tziva v'yamid. I'm the one who spoke and brought the world into existence. That's what we mean by Hashem. He who speaks and brings the world into existence.